Athlete of the Week is being brought to you by the Lenawee Intermediate School District, recognizing excellence in competition and the determination student athletes require to succeed both in and out of the classroom. This week's Athlete of the Week is Sam Lutz from Lenawee Christian School and the quarterback on the football team. Welcome as our Athlete of the Week, Sam.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for having me on.
Well, if there's anything that can describe what somebody would say, quote, career game, unquote, you had that last week against Mendon. You were 9 touchdowns you had in a, 73 to 20 win. 9 touchdowns. What was it? 4 running, 5 passing? Was that right, Sam?
Yeah, 4 running, 5 passing.
Wow! Were you tired after the game?
Yeah, I was a little bit sore.
I've never seen a stat like that.
No, I think that was one of the best stat lines I've seen, outside of that one Texas game earlier this year when the both quarterbacks combined for 1,500 yards total with each other. But, I mean, 9 touchdowns is an impressive feat, especially against a team like Mendon, a team that's a state contender every year. How was it, obviously preparing for that game, a team, 2 5-0 teams going against each other, and then preparing for a team of their caliber, and then beating them like that, obviously?
Yeah, no, that was the game we were looking forward to pretty much since the beginning of the off season. We had the bowl on their backs, so we really put a lot of time into preparing for them, and I think Coach Wilharms and on offense and Coach Baker on defense both really game planned super well against them, and obviously it showed. So
did you realize, I mean, early on that you had the matchups that were going to work for you in this ball game?
Yeah, no, I mean, we started out and we're up 14-0 within the first 3 minutes, so I think at that point, we were like, all right, this is our game. So it was a really good moment there. So,
And so Mendon, obviously a lot of people kind of thought that was your guys' first real test of the year. Now that you guys beat them, obviously I know you go week by week, but do you guys kind of feel like you can't be beat the rest of the time through? I mean, that was the first real test when you look the rest of the season. I mean, you got some good teams going on, but until the playoffs, I mean, you guys really don't have a team that matches you like Mendon does.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we got to go week by week, and I mean, we got a really good Pittsford team coming up in 2 weeks, and then followed by a really good Kingston team the week after. So trying to stay week by week, and just get it done in the regular season and then move on to playoffs.
Well, the game you have this week is going to be interesting. Taking on an opponent that so far has not won in this season, and it's all about the scheduling. It's like you guys were building for this all the way as the season went along. I know you spotlighted this particular game. Did you see it all coming together over the weeks? I mean, you guys have gotten better and better, which is, of course, is what you're supposed to do, and it's what you want. Did you see this all coming?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at our practices, I think building up, especially on the week of Mendon, we really kind of locked it in. So I think we really improved, I think, over our practices, and our focus was there, and our we really, really executed. So I think, even looking at our practices, we're really building this week, and we could see it all coming together.
Can you talk to us a little bit about some of your teammates on the squad?
Yeah, we have an amazingly well-rounded team. I mean, if you look at the line, we got Levi, Tyler, and Gage, who all huge guys. Absolutely, I mean, football's won and lost on the line of scrimmage, and they really control it. So I think offensive line, they're the heart and soul of this team. Weapons around me, I mean, I've got some amazing receivers that do all the work and make me look good, but they're the ones who really do the hard work. I mean, Easton Boggs, he's 6'5" and can jump out of the room, and he's an amazing athlete. Paul Towler, also super fast, super quick, great athlete, as well as Jesse Miller, who's also an amazing athlete. So I got a bunch of guys around me that really do it, and I think this team is very well rounded.
Definitely helps when you have two tall receivers like you do. You can kind of just throw it up, that not hope and pray, but like, yeah, all right, I'm gonna throw this up. I got a 6'5" guy against probably a 6-foot guy. He's got the reach on him, so let's hope he comes down with it.
It's makes it easy,
yeah,
for sure.
Well, you know, let's talk a little bit about something that I think does not get enough credit in 8-player football, but the really good teams, the ones that will compete for conference and state championships, play defense. And it's just as important trying to limit your opponent as it is to light up the scoreboard, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Coach Baker came in this year as a first-year defensive coordinator and has really, really kicked butt. So, I mean, a testament to our team. Like, that's one of our big things is we want to have a zero on that scoreboard every time we come out. So, I mean, obviously, like, we have an explosive offense, but really the heart and soul of our team is not letting people score on us. So, and it really adds a lot of momentum to the game.
And that can be difficult in 8-man football, and that's probably one of the most difficult things compared to 11-man, just watching over the past few years. And you've played it probably almost your entire career now. LCS has been 8-man. It's just the speed that you're going to face. And to combat that on defense with just great tackling can be difficult sometimes. I mean, for an 11-man team that goes down to 8-man that was maybe good at 11-man, it's going to be difficult because the speed you're going to face from some of these offenses, these teams are just trying to go lateral and then hit you vertical with it. And sometimes that can be difficult with having 8 guys, usually maybe 2 or 3 in the box, maybe 4 almost, and then having the rest just trying to cover. And, I mean, you can probably attest that a little bit, just the lateral quickness of 8-man football.
Yeah, I mean, the name of the game is really one-on-one tackling in open space, and also one-on-one receiver on corner, like just doing your job. So it's certainly a different game.
That's where you discover if you're a good man corner or not, because that's all you play is man.
You
got no over the top help from your safety. Yep. Your safety's guarding your 6'5" tight end that you guys have running down the field. So,
and of course, the other phase that the Cougars are really good at, extremely dangerous, is special teams.
Yeah.
You know, kickoff and punt returns. You've scored numerous times in that phase of the game this season as well, right?
Yeah. I mean, another thing that we preach every game is, like, special teams is huge. Like, I mean, we played against their Jack McCaw, their running back, who is an absolute stud, and he's returning kicks and returning punts, and that was a big part of our practice that week, is how do we stop him on special teams and pin them deep. So,
all right, we're going to be right back right after this for the LA.
Child Find is the federal requirement to identify, locate, and evaluate all children from birth through age 25 with disabilities or developmental delays who may need early intervention or special education services. If you suspect your child may have a disability affecting their growth, learning, or social skills, please notify your school or daycare or contact LISD Special Education at 263-8931 or visit lisd.us.
All right, back here with our athlete of the week, Lenawee Christian quarterback Sam Lutz. Sam, you're a senior. Do you have any? Did I get the right one?
The middle one. Make sure you pot them up there. There you go.
There we go. Do you have plans after you graduate this year?
Yeah, I'll certainly be going to college. Not sure if football will be in the works or not, but looking at Hillsdale College as well as Cedarville. So,
well, congratulations on a tremendous effort. You've got North Adams Jerome coming up.
Yep.
They're a team that obviously doesn't have a win, have allowed a lot of points, hasn't scored a lot of points. Kind of the almost the exact opposite of you guys. What's your guys' game plan kind of going into that game? I mean, I'm sure it's the same as every other week, but what's kind of your guys' outlook at that game?
Yeah, I mean, it's another game that's just, hey, we gotta stick with the momentum, keep our spirits high, keep the momentum going. So obviously you can't look past anybody, and we're just getting ready to play.
Well, Sam, congratulations on a wonderful effort, being named Athlete of the Week. They continue to inspire the community through motivated, dedicated, and determined hard work, the LISD empowering learners and creating opportunities for success. Thanks, Sam, and best of luck in the future.
I appreciate it, sir. Thanks for having me on.
All right, we're going to be... You're listening to Inside the Cave here on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com.